producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Today I want to talk about a book, the title of which probably has exploded more than one or two liberal heads, Obama, Tea Parties, and God, What It Means to Be an American, a Patriot, and a Christian. Really, we're not supposed to conjoin those. We're really not supposed to talk about them at all. And Lisa Fritsch has gone and done that, lady that's been very active leading a Tea Party in her part of Texas, and probably have gotten your shares of negative reviews on Facebook and other places. Hey, Lisa, am I pretty close?
Kind of close. You know, I just recently revised the book. It's not relaunched yet, and I'm going to do it after our interview in honor of that. And I, as you know, I ran in the Republican primary for governor of Texas here last year. I came in second against the status quo candidate and the presumptive nominee, Greg Abbott. And it was a very eye-opening experience that, you know, led me through a series of corrections and revelations about politics, Christianity, and the book that that you and I are talking about. And so now it's kind of called Of Providence. It's not kind of, it is Of Providence, Patriotism, and Faith. And
well,
I know that sounds like it.
It sounds like you've had a somewhat similar experience to mine when I was, years ago, elected to the lower house in the state of Virginia, in the legislature. I went there, bless my heart, conservative activist, I should have known better, thinking that I was going to a conservative legislature. And, oh boy, was I ever wrong. And that's where I learned the academic definition of fascism, what we now call crony capitalism, public power being used for private benefit. So if you had any misconceptions, hey, not, weren't any bigger than mine, that's for sure.
Yes, I did. I think before running, and I think everybody should do this when you are espousing, like I was on television and in blogs and expressing a certain political point of view, and I was often on the, you know, complaining and critical end of things, as most talk radio show hosts and commentators and pundits are, something began to nag at me, and I thought, let me go out and really put my money where my mouth is, literally. And in doing that, I think my eyes were open. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't have maybe the call to do that, or they don't have the time to do that. Mm-hmm. And I think we get stuck talking around each other and in platitudes and not really understanding who we're advocating and supporting, or understanding a lot of the principles that we're espousing and what the consequences of those are.
Well, there's one way to get your education, and that's to pay the tuition. And I'd say you've probably paid for a graduate education.
Oh, gosh. It kicked my butt so bad, Larry. It really did. And, you know, after it was over, God really awakened me in so many ways and corrected me, and my point of view on so many things changed, and probably in a way that maybe a lot of conservatives won't accept. I know, you know, liberals won't accept, but I will say that I surrendered so much of thinking that I know best, and it's been very liberating and empowering at the same time, and it's just been very freeing to know what I don't know, I suppose, and know that there's so much more that I don't.
Well, it's, I guess, to kind of paraphrase Donald Rumsfeld, that's not nearly as bad as not knowing what we don't know. Because then we're really in for trouble, and we can get blindsided regularly and often.
For sure, for sure.
So, well, welcome to my world. There is life after such an experience. And I think I'm hearing you say what I certainly found is it is educational, and it does give us greater insight and I think a much better ability to deal with the political world that I still want to make a positive effect in. And hopefully that's your desire as well.
Oh, absolutely. I definitely think that politics has a role to play in shaping communities and preparing the way, you know, for opportunities. What I think is different, I don't know if this is the case for you, but what's been different for me is that I don't really think the way the system is at the moment is structured in a way that can happen. And I also don't think that we have the kind of candidates right now that we need to make that happen.
By and large, I think that's correct. It is the only system that we have, so we are limited. But the one thing that I find encouraging is that there has been an enormous popular pushback. When members of the House particularly were home for the August recess, and most of them were probably in their district a fair amount of that time, they all came back to Washington and the House of Representatives with a political haircut. They were, most of them were bald, politically speaking. And they experienced what can happen with an informed electorate. More and more people do know what's going on in Washington or in Austin or whatever your county seat of government might be. And more, we don't like it. And we're doing something about it. And when there's a convincing voice, be it some have been convinced by Donald Trump, and he would certainly be an upgrade over what we have. Our personal preference at Gun Owners of America is your Senator Ted Cruz. But these are the people that are the ones that have made their way in politics by saying the establishment has got it wrong, and I'm here to do what I can to make some changes.
Right.
Hopefully, that's something we're going to be able to see happen. If the Republicans nominate a go-along to get along as a Romney was, they're not likely to have a victory. But if they elect somebody that is campaigning against the establishment, which means they're going to have their own sources of funding, which Trump certainly does, and actually Senator Cruz does. He's able to raise money from us little people, like me anyway, and does quite well at it. But it's going to take people of that sort to make the change. It is not going to come from the Paul Ryans of the world, a man who is the speaker apparent, who, well, I knew I wasn't a fan, but when Boehner was forced to announce he would step aside and we looked into Ryan's record, I didn't realize he was as bad as he is. He is actually a Democrat in an elephant hide.
Well, I think the thing about the Republicans is, if you think just in terms of 2016, is they simply don't have a message. And they're not, people aren't able to be attracted to them for who they, what they stand for, or to know them by that. I think there's so many different ways to be a Republican and so many different factions of the party right now that it's very confusing as to what you really get when you get a Republican and what that means. And unfortunately, what I found on the trail and what came to be true in hearing every one of them speak is they all kind of sound different alike, and they only speak of what they're against. And I think what the country really needs right now is not a party who just speaks against people or against things, but really needs to tell the American people, you know, who they are for and what they are willing to stand behind and advocate. Because, you know, one of my issues with being a Republican, and I don't actually call myself a Republican or a conservative anymore. I've decided I'm an independent.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's the music. Let's hold off. We're talking with Lisa Fritz, and we're going to give the correct name of her book when we get back from the break. But she has written on topics based on, in part, her experience with the Tea Party. LisaFritz.com hopefully is still a good web address. And we're going to be back and talk some more. Don't go away.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Back with my guest today, Lisa Fritz, author of a book that is... You make me kind of envious going into a second printing. That's pretty slick, I must say. Not everybody, including yours truly, has had that experience. LisaFritch.com is still the right web address. Is that going to work?
That's me.
And let's make sure that we get Fritch spelled correctly, because that doesn't roll right off the tongue, I bet, for most of us.
Goodness, no.
F-R-I-T-S-C-H. Lisa.
You got
Fritch.
It, though. You got it. Yes.
Well, I was reading. I got past the third grade. So we're good. Anna, what's the title going to be of the reissue?
So it's still Obama Tea Parties and God. But
oh, good. Okay.
Subtitle is Of Providence, Patriotism, and Faith.
I like that. And all the more likelihood to explode some of our fellow citizens' head.
Yeah, and some of our own, Larry, some of our own.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right. Well, at least they stay there with us, but when they're embarrassed by a title like that, and we're both aware that there are those that are, they really don't get it. They're really not comfortable with saying, you know, America is founded on some wonderful ideas. And that's, by the way, what is distinctive about America, is that we're not Americans because we speak American. People are French because they speak French, or German because they speak German. We're Americans because we have allegiance to an idea, not always faithfully adhered to, but an idea all the same that's been able to be used to correct us, to hold us in check. And the idea that providence, patriotism, and faith should be linked in a subtitle of a book, oh my, Lisa, you are not politically correct.
Well, I have to say, you began by mentioning my involvement with the Tea Party, and I mentioned in the book that you read that it was a reluctant one at first, because I had come off of Glenn Beck, and the Tea Party was just getting started, and there were all these negative images of the Tea Party in the news media and just everywhere you went. And so I didn't sign up for, you know, to be a Tea Party, labeled as a Tea Party or you know, a Tea Party speaker. But eventually, I did start to speak at a lot of the rallies, and I found that a lot of what the media was saying wasn't true. There's always fringe elements to any group like that. But one thing that stood out for me, and I say so much in the revision, is that before I ran in the Republican primary, I used to be part of establishment groups and ladies' lunches for candidates all the time, deeply entrenched in the status quo as far as supporting establishment candidates, attending all of their meetings, attending a lot of their fundraisers, and really thinking that I was part of that space, that medium. When I ran, however, what I found was, and I was advised, you know, well, you can't, you know, distance yourself from the Tea Party, try to break down those labels, show yourself as, you know, more independent, because it just hurt me in Texas. A lot of my team felt to be a black, you know, Tea Party conservative. They just thought it wasn't helpful to me as the first black woman running.
It's not
permissible. And to be honest with you, I kind of thought the same thing. And I went back to a lot of the circles I'd been in before as a talk radio show host and frankly, beloved in, okay? Always invited to come and speak and sit at tables and all of that. And honestly, they couldn't have been more put off by me running. It was almost as if they didn't want to acknowledge that my campaign existed. I was so hurt, and I didn't understand that. And I,
you know, that still continues to surprise me, that here you have some person who really should be the dream of a conservative activist.
Oh, it should have, especially with Wendy Davis. And I couldn't figure that out, because I really wasn't a large looming threat to their status quo candidate, because he had $20 million. I was climbing uphill, asking people to donate, a million people to donate a dollar so we could get to a million, which would have been a luxury for our campaign. And still, it was like I had done something wrong. And so what happened?
It wasn't your turn.
Well, it wasn't my turn, and I didn't have permission, and I really was an outsider. I wasn't the insider I thought that I was. They wanted me to go and talk and to be a face and take pictures with the candidates and right to have the diversity. And but they didn't, they didn't pick me to be the candidate. So I wasn't allowed to do that. And I say in the book, and I mean this wholeheartedly, had it not been for the Tea Party, honestly, our campaign would not have had a stage. We would not have been able to get our message across. We really wouldn't have. They are the ones who invited the campaign and me to speak and to attend rallies, and they put out yard signs. But what unnerved me was, and part of me running was a leap of faith. And I depended on God often to give me the messages he wanted me to deliver. And I was frankly afraid to give them to the Tea Party because so many of them were more about, it can't be, it's not about a political battle. We're in a spiritual, you know, warfare for the heart and mind of our country. And we have to fight with love and not all of these other things. And I just thought, they don't want to hear that. They only want to talk about the Second Amendment. They only want to talk about securing the border. And I had a very radical message from God about the border and immigration, and he gave me a parable to use it. But let me tell you, Larry, when I did get up the courage to use the message that God had me to use, they were not only, they were a very rapt and attentive audience, and they weren't narrow-minded and closed-minded like everyone, like they're portrayed.
As everybody knows.
Right, but I was appealing to the scriptures that they grown up with, that they were reading every day. And my only regret is that I did not have the courage to fully and loudly proclaim the messages that God sent me to deliver. And I didn't knock more on Tea Party's doors than I should have.
Well, Lord willing, you're going to have another opportunity for that. I've seen it happen on many occasions that somebody runs for an office and make a respectable start, but it's maybe geographically a large area. Then another opportunity presents itself for maybe a state legislative or even a councilmatic seat, and the next time comes with success. And that,
well, you sound like my mother there, but I feel
well,
like
listen to your mother.
I feel like I got a taste of it, and I just kind of like it turned my stomach a little bit.
Of course, I'm sure that garbage collectors have that experience too, but it is their job, and so we just
funny.
Want you to suck it in and listen to your mother.
Oh, that's a good one.
So, now that's terrific. I'm glad that to hear that you've had this kind of experience. I'm not delighted that you didn't win, but you're young, and there's plenty of time, I think, for you to continue having an impact in the political system. The Tea Party's not finished, much as many people would like to think. So let's come back and talk some more about some of the ideas that you've been kicking around in Obama, Tea Parties, and God.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingdollar.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Come and take it.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Today I'm talking with Lisa Fritsch. She's an author, a former Tea Party candidate, hopefully one again. Fritsch is spelled F-R-I-T-S-C-H, and you can find her and her book at lisafritsch.com. F-R-I-T-S-C-H, Obama, Tea Parties, and God, and with an even more provocative subtitle now, Providence, Patriotism, and Faith, guaranteed to offend just about every liberal that ever hears about what you're doing, Lisa. So, way to go. There's no going back if there ever was a back. You burn any bridges.
I know that, but my goal isn't to offend people. It really isn't, you know, and especially my goal is really to speak a sort of truth that I love this quote that Oprah says. She says, everyone knows the truth when they hear it. And my goal when I write is to really be able to resonate with people beyond their politics, beyond, you know, who they vote for, you know, what they believe, and really reach them on the center of who we all are in the divinity and the humanity with which we were created. That's really the goal. And I think I captured that in the revisions, you know, the second time around that I didn't before. That was very partisan, and it was very, you know, when I wrote that book in 2011, the first time, I did have somewhat of a chip on my shoulder about the whole Obama thing and the black conservative thing, you know, and I felt this need to set things right in terms of being a conservative and being the Tea Party, a Christian. And I, since that obligation fell away, I ran in the Republican primary, and it redirected my attention towards something bigger, humbler, and better. It directed my attention more calling towards humanity, to to reach every person.
Well, I hope that you are on to a message that is going to resonate with even more people. We need people that have had your background. I found it very educational and very helpful to have run for office. And even though I only served a term in the Virginia legislature, I think it gave me a lifetime of lessons for the work that I'm doing, heading up Gun Owners of America and promoting a pro-Second Amendment agenda, which, after all, is not going to succeed unless the roots of our freedom, a Christian republic, are not, if we don't know about them, and if we're not seeking to uphold them, then the center does not hold. It all falls apart, and we're not able to expect much of a future if we have lost those roots. If those roots are gone, so is America. So
I think that what you did is, and you know what we've done, and I wish more people would do is, and it doesn't matter if you serve one term or two terms. I actually think the one term is perfect. We see more ordinary people, regular people, to get off their couch and run for a public office. We really do, because, you know, and then to get out like you did, or or to stay, but just two terms, so that we can know that it's ordinary people who make this country run, that it's not rocket science, that you don't have to have the pedigree, you don't have to have these big educational, you know, institutions behind your back to be qualified to serve in this capacity. I think the problem is we've made politicians into sort of like little demigods, and we think we're not good enough to serve our country, and that's really not true. And if more people would do that, it would change them, and it would stir up a passion in them to make sure that we didn't get stuck with a bunch of people we don't know, who can't relate to us, and who really don't have an interest in us.
I think the August recess that I mentioned a moment ago was part of that process, and I think it was very helpful in getting the point across to members of Congress that the American people have reached a point where they really can't take it anymore, and we're either going to see the kind of changes that the Republican Party said they believed in and promised they would deliver, and we're not going to buy their, we need to have the House. Well, now that we have the House, we can't do anything unless we have the Senate. Well, now that we have the Congress, we can't do anything until we have the presidency. We're getting...
It's all a ruse, right? I mean, Here's the thing. It's all a ruse. And I think Christians, and I can't speak for Republicans or Tea Party people, but Christians, we are going to have to realize we are not going to be saved by conservative values. We're not going to be saved by getting the right person in the White House or getting a Republican Congress. You know, we are saved by grace.
Amen.
So don't be living like that and putting the politics secondary. You know, so many of us, who I was certainly, now, even though we walk around saying government can't be our God, that being liberals, we have in a way made government God only in a way that we say, well,
Lisa, if you could move to where you were when we began our conversation, that might help. Your reception has become problematic, so I want to make sure people get to hear what you're saying, because it's well worth listening to. So why don't you repeat that last couple of sentences?
Is it better now?
Not really.
Okay.
Keep looking. Where you were when we began the show seemed to be without any problem. So
that's strange, because I didn't move.
Then the NSA must not like the conversation. We'll just have to tough it out and do what we can.
Can you hear me better now?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. I'm trying to find a good spot.
Good.
Is that good?
It's almost tolerable. So we'll make it through. Because what you've got to say just needs to be heard. I guess one of the questions is, where do you see we are going from here? Because we've had somewhat parallel experiences. We know a lot better now than we did in the beginning how the system works. How do you see we're going to be able to get the system to respond?
This sounds counterintuitive, okay? But I think we have to ignore the system.
All right. We can ignore it, but of course we might do that to our peril if they keep keeping more regulation and taxes on us.
No, I think we have to reboot. We have to stop giving money to educators and say, enough. I think we have to insist on putting first-time ordinary people in to run office in our sports. Not because of what he's saying or the leaders are so popular necessarily.
Okay, good.
Can you hear?
Yeah. Folks, we're going to try to reconnect with Lisa. That connection has been very, very difficult. We've been trying to listen to Lisa Fritsch, author of Obama, Tea Parties, and God, a Texas Tea Party activist who didn't endear herself to the establishment, but kind of a similar experience to many of the things that I went through years ago when I ran for office, when I was in the Virginia legislature. When you're active at that level, you get a chance to see a system that really doesn't want to hear from the people. They know they need the votes, but they try to get those votes by feeding us information that doesn't have us give us enough food for thought that we might think independently. The music's announcing the end of a segment. We're going to be coming back very shortly and continue, hopefully on a better line, with Lisa Fritsch, the author of Obama, Tea Parties, and God.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingdollar.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Welcome back. Talking today with Lisa Fritsch, F-R-I-T-S-C-H, and you can put a .com on that and end up getting information about her book, Obama, Tea Parties, and God. And not your average member of various black organizations. You've picked that up already. One of the things in your book, Lisa, that I made a special note of was, did the Tea Party mobilize because the president was labeled a socialist? I wish that he had been. That might have kept me getting elected. Actually, it seems the president's ideology was more dangerous than socialism. I thought that was an interesting observation.
Yes, I think one of the things that moved everybody when Obama came onto the scene in 2004 and then he was elected in 2008, I think people wanted too much and expected to get too much from, you know, who he was and his presidency. And all of us were guilty, I think, of imposing what we thought he should do when he was elected or making it more of a big deal that he was elected for whatever reason than we did. I really think, though, that the Tea Party was mobilized for the same reason that Obama was aggrandized when he became a political candidate. And that is that, and I think this is still happening. We as a country are still, we are lost. We are, as a people, are lost. And I don't know if I was able to make this clear before is, you know, we've all been trying to elect someone or to have, you know, our party in place or our candidates in place so that we think, that then the world will be okay. But the fact is that, you know, we are not going to be saved in this country by a certain president, by a certain movement, right, or by any kind of values reigning. You know, we are all saved by grace. And until we just connect with that, then we can be part of a miracle, not a movement, no matter what side of the aisle we're on.
You know, and particularly in New England, that was a very explicit notion that underlay the foundation of the governments of the colonies and subsequently of the American Republic. There was an attendant humility that if we're saved by grace, then obviously we don't have a whole lot to brag about. And we necessarily then would want to be aware of what it is we're supposed to be doing.
Exactly.
Something that's not a great mystery if we just are willing to open up this old fuddy-duddy book called the Bible. And that's what got us started. That was the good that was accomplished by the United States came out of that impulse. And our government schools now have done their level best to eradicate that. And can anybody say we're better off now than we were with Leave It to Beaver?
Well, I love the sermon that my preacher preached a few years back. And that is, he says, you know, God is not a conservative and he's not a liberal and he doesn't agree with any of us. And I think all of us have to get over ourselves that, you know, God's thoughts are our thoughts or his ways are our ways. And we just don't know. And we can vote till kingdom come. But the bottom line is, if we don't start saying there by the grace of God, I go. And if we don't start saying, I don't care how this person votes, I don't care how this person lives, I'm going to love them how I love myself, we will fall short of loving God with our whole heart. And that is really the main message. It's not really a political message. It's not a Tea Party message, but it's Christ's message.
And, Lisa, you know, that's a tough message when I have to think about Hillary Clinton.
It is, but you know, one of the things when I speak of providence and the revision is that God created her. And if she is elected, you know, a lot of us will be demoralized by that in some way, but trusting in God means that he has anointed it, and it's his will, not ours, that will prevail. Now, the way we can circumvent, you know, I guess the earthly law is by depending on God's law, and through that we're going to be saved, no matter who's elected.
That's certainly been what a lot of Christians have had to cling to.
That's honest of you to say that. You know, they cling to it, but, you know, we don't want to believe it, right?
Right.
But I hear you on that.
At the end of the day, out of desperation.
I think that's what Christ calls us to if we're wanting to really be saved and live like him. And what I love when I got corrected, especially about my Christian relationship, is, you know, I went back and you read the New Testament and you read a lot of background and theology about when Jesus came. One of the reasons, you know, the Jews were so upset is because he was supposed to come and deliver them from the Romans and the oppression and the high taxes. And he couldn't have given a flip about it. You know, the politics of their time. And people were just spreading, you know, we're so oppressed, you know, what should we do about Caesar? And, you know, clearly he said, render to Caesar what is Caesar's. He really didn't, you know, he didn't come to express political power. He came to espouse the power of God, which can accomplish so much more than any political muscle can.
In fact, I think had they been more interested in seeking first his kingdom than a lot of the other things that were besetting them would have been easier to deal with. But
that is our message. That's the message for us today.
Uh-huh.
We need to first pursue the kingdom of God, not the Senate, not the Congress, not the White House. First the kingdom of God, and then everything else will be given to us as well.
Now, of course, you realize that certain candidates have viewed that as bitter clinging to the Bible, and I'm sure you might be clinging to a gun or two yourself, so you've fallen right into the stereotype.
That's funny. Well, I don't really cling to my, you know, religion so much as I try deep within my heart to really, really ask God to make me a living testimony of it. You know, I think I used to cling to my religion in a way that I walked around thinking that, you know, I was right about everything and God agreed with me, which I came to find out, you know, during my dark night of the soul after running, that that's just not true. You know, that I had made myself my own little God and my beliefs my own God. And, you know, he would not have me do that.
Well, if you get geared up to run again for another office, I definitely want to be among those that you contact, because we want to have people like you, we want to encourage people like you to be running and to do what we can in a material sense to help you out. Or if you see another candidate running who seems to get it the way you do, then let us know, because while I most especially agree with what you've just said about politics not saving us. Politics can at least give us some more time. And I'm all about time and having as many chances to get it right as I possibly can. So let's stay in touch. Keep us posted on things like that, because I think we've got quite a future.
Well, I definitely will do that, because one of the things I'm working on for 2016 is we're launching a nonprofit called phenomenalism.org. And me being a woman of color, what I'm working on especially is giving, you know, women of color the tools, thinking, and confidence to lead globally in the 21st century in politics and, you know, the women's rights issue, and grooming them for their, to take leadership roles, to take risks, to go out and be visible. If politics is part of that. Because if you're not a leader in your community, you know, it's hard to break into politics. It's one of those things that you don't see a lot of women of color in on either side of the aisle. And frankly, you know, I read this quote once I just thought was amazing, is that women in America are liberated, but they're not empowered. And I thought, wow, that speaks a mouthful, you know, and I really want to be part of the empowerment process, starting with, you know, Black women like myself, giving them those tools and grooming them to go out and lead and speak up, no matter what their political position is, but go out, be involved, and get your foot in the door. And when you get in, don't go sit at the back of the bus. You know, get in and lead. Sit at the front. I mean, so many times in my life I've done that. You know, I've gotten my foot in the door, and I'm being the only one in the room, female and or Black. I've gotten my foot in the door, but then I clam up because I don't want to do anything wrong.
Well, I'm glad you haven't given up, and I'm looking forward to working with you, Lisa Fritsch. LisaFritsch.com, F-R-I-T-S-C-H. The book is Obama, Tea Parties, and God. And hopefully we'll have a message that will lead this country back to where it needs to be. Thanks so much, Lisa.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingdollar.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.